Amir Morning created the Madtown Hopper with a particular customer in mind.
I used to be a college student. I was really broke. You know, we've all been there. At that age, you don't want to spend all your money on just, you know, food and school supplies and just not have fun. In your 20s, you're never going to be 20 again. So I understand where people want to spend their money.
And according to Morning, that's not on cab services. That's why he doesn't charge for rides in the Madtown Hopper, an electric car he operates as a taxi in downtown Madison. Morning started the business about 2 months ago, and the only money he's making comes from tips. He says people will tip well because they appreciate the free service, which also plays music and has flashing LED lights. There was no language governing a business like the Hopper in Madison's taxi ordinance, so Morning worked with Alder Scott Resnick to get the necessary language added.
Mir is someone who makes Madison special, and I think we should be encouraging these types of businesses to open and operate.
Phil Anderson, general manager of Green City Cab in Madison, who has been critical of Uber and Lyft services in the city, says he welcomes the new competition.
We feel that competition is good for the market in Madison as long as everybody's following the current city ordinances.
Amir Morning knows his target audience will be returning in droves to Madison in the next few weeks.
And I can't say we're 100% prepared.
He hopes to have 3 more vehicles purchased and sponsorship deals signed soon. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.